Tom, well, you just had to dig deep at the end there to pull that one out, but you're all Ireland champions again.
Oh, listen, it was absolutely brilliant. Very proud of them because we had, you know, I mean, speaking to Tom there during the week, and we had injuries, and then we had a couple of illnesses as well that I was keeping under there. And in fairness to Sam Rowe, he was very, very sick all week. And lads just went out there and did it, and they did it because for Donegal, and they did it. And you saw there when Sligo got back into it, it looked like, you know, they had all the cards were stacked in their favour. And then we got that score, and the roar from the Donegal crowd, which was... I'm delighted our lads got the chance to play in front of a crowd, and the Donegal crowd got to see the talent that's there. Yeah. Because those last three or four scores we got under that pressure, going for three in a row in your opponent's home pitch against a very strong breeze from nearly the sideline, it was ballsy. Yeah. And took skill, and I was delighted they got a chance to show it.
Was that the experience maybe of the last couple of years of where you were before that was maybe the telling difference in the end, that you just had to show that character because you've been here before?
Yeah, it was a big help. We knew that we'd been there before. We knew what the day was about. We knew that winning habit, it helps.
Yeah.
And it's easy to... So I was saying to Declan there, we knew what to do today, we knew how to plan today, how to space it time-wise, pre-match meal, etc. You know, that's all from experience, you know. And I remember in Celtic Park, 3 years ago when we started, we were, you know, for the first 15 minutes like rabbits in headlights because we weren't there before. But you could see that bit of experience today. But that said, two of the lads that dug us out there are only kids, you know, they're 18-year-olds, and it's their first medal.
Yeah.
So, you know, today I got a chance to practice what I preach. I preach the fact it's not a 15, it's not a 20, it's a squad game. Mm. And we made substitutions today and they made a huge difference, you know.
What was the impact of Sligo at the start of the second half? What changed? Because you led by 5 points at the break, you had that goal, you looked to be the dominant side of the two, but it was a different Donegal came out in the second half and a different Sligo.
Yeah, we just lost the middle. A couple of the injuries, a couple of the illnesses were all in the middle of the field. And we were trying to make switches to get lads back into it, and a couple of our lads were playing the occasion, not the game. So we made the switches, and thank God they worked. And again, that shows the character in the side, that you could take those punches, and they were serious punches, and come back and kick on again, you know. And look, on another day we might have had a penalty. I don't know what it looked like on the outside, but to me there was a couple of challenges when then in our inside line that were agricultural, to say to me the least, you know. But look, it doesn't matter. We're going home with the cup.
Yeah, you're going home with the cup. You're going to enjoy tonight, I'm sure. But you also have another game in an All Ireland series. You step up to the under 21 B grade now. Are you looking for improvement on that front from where you were last year, Tom?
Yeah, look, last year we were in a hiding to nothing. We went down to play Kerry with 11 fit players. We lost 6 or 7 to injury. They had to play under 21 club football the Thursday night before we went. You know, we were in a hiding to nothing. This is bonus territory now. Yeah. We will go. Look, the one thing I'll tell you is, every time they put on the Donegal jersey, they play with pride. Every time they go out to represent the county, they go out and play with pride. They have skill, they have courage. I'm delighted for them today. The rest of it is bonus territory. You know, we will be better than we were last year. We'll see where it goes.